While I wouldn't get on a plane with him, Tom Hanks is both my bosom buddy and my favorite deputy. His performance as Josh Baskin in the movie Big, though, forever etched his place in my mind. From the moment Josh asked Zoltar to be Big, to his awkward friend zone relationship with Susan, I've wanted to grow big just like Josh. In fact, I've modeled my home on his New York City loft, which is why I've got to hurry through this episode so I can get back to my Pepsi machine and trampoline. All that, of course, after we talk about bar foods, big dick energy, and the immortality of lobsters as we crack open the shell and enjoy joshing around. If you like orange cheese powder and food that comes in ball shape, I have great news. Planner's cheese balls are returning to stores for the first time in 12 years. You can get them at Walmart and Amazon, oddly enough, for $2 a piece. Now, I don't know if you remember, they came in a cylindrical tube with a little Planner's pop top, and you could just down a bunch. Now, they still make Utz cheese balls in oversized jars that they sell at the Costco or the BJ's, but it's just not the same as Planner's cheese balls, one of the best bar foods around. And while that's great news, Mr. Peanut might be a little too fancy for me. A top hat, cane, and spats? I don't think that's what I want as the mascot for my snack foods. What, does he hang out with Scrooge McDuck? No, give me beer nuts any day. Beer nuts are an American brand of snack foods that have a sweet and salty glazing. In fact, they keep the skin, the red skins on the peanuts before adding the glaze to them. The ingredients are simple: peanuts, vegetable oil, corn syrup, and salt. In fact, there's no beer at all in beer nuts. The name just implies what you're gonna eat them with. My wife and I don't often get to enjoy the nightlife, so when we were on vacation, we were happy to leave the kids with Grandpa and go out to Disney Springs to enjoy some of the bars they have that are open till 2 a.m. One of those bars was a new place called The Edison, and it's described as a lavish, industrial, gothic-themed restaurant and entertainment venue set in an abandoned power plant with patios facing Lake Buena Vista, etc., etc. Now, they say The Edison is transformed into an adults-only cabaret after 10 p.m. One bar has a stage and a dance floor that fires up the night with a live musician, flapper-style dancers, aerialists, and a DJ to provide an unforgettable experience, while behind the bar, the most pretentious bartenders will tell you that they don't have anything you like to drink if you like to drink things that taste good. Now, I can drink whiskey, but I enjoy my interpersonal relationships, so I've decided not to. But I just find it odd that in such a hip bar, there's no grenadine at all. Typically, I'm not shamed by drinking until after I've imbibed, but with every drink I ordered, this guy looked down at me. It's not that I wanted an umbrella in my cocktail. In fact, I even finally said, let me just get a shot of Jägermeister. Nah, we don't have that. All right, how about Fireball? No, none of that trendy junk. So finally, I ordered a gin and tonic and drank it in front of him like it was water, just to show my tolerance wasn't a problem, just the tone of his spirits. I only possess just the slightest of filter on my overrun mouth to begin with, so you can only imagine what I was like when I was younger, learning my way around brown liquors like bourbon. My friends learned to recognize the warning signs when I would get that look in my eye akin to Tracy McGrady and start shouting things like, "Hey baby, come here!" We have actual evidence of this look. At one point in time, we were on vacation in the Caribbean when somebody suggested we take a picture with some girls we just met at the bar. I put my arm around them and said, "All right, picture with the bitches." So just as they're about to snap the photo, the girls have now turned to look at me and ask, "Did you just call us bitches?" While two veins bulge on my forehead as I get all googly-eyed on their blouses. Stay away from that brown liquor, kids. I noticed a trending topic today that I was unfamiliar with when I stumbled across the letters BDE. It turns out that stands for Big Dick Energy, which is a new phrase brought to the lexicon by Ariana Grande when describing her new fiancé, Pete Davidson. While it's unclear if Mr. Davidson is well endowed or not, it seems it doesn't take a big dick to put off Big Dick Energy. Instead, it's just the charisma that you emit. In fact, you don't even have to be a man to have Big Dick Energy. It's said that the person who possesses the most of it is Cate Blanchett. That same story had a link to a scientific study that shows, statistically speaking, that the average penis size is between 13 and 14 centimeters. That would put me above the 95th percentile if I had any idea how big a centimeter is. Of course, the length of an erect dick is irrelevant. By the time you're necking in the bedroom, you're bound to score. Instead, it's the size of a softie that matters most. That's what truly allows a man to take command of the locker room. Nobody had more BDE than dinosaurs. In fact, I read a recent study that said some dinosaurs' tails were so big and they could move them so fast that they would create a supersonic boom, much like Indiana Jones's whip. It said dinosaurs were able to get to be so massive because they reproduced using eggs, and that's a weakness that we as mammals have, is that live birth only allows us to get so big. Isn't that right, bulldogs? On our last Beachcast, we discussed the overwhelming odds encountered by a lobster on its way from egg to adulthood. But I'm here to tell you that once they make it to adulthood, lobsters may be immortal. That's because they don't have to obey to the Hayflick theory that says cells can only divide so many times. You see, every time our cells divide, they get a little smaller. However, lobsters have something called telomerase, an enzyme used in cell division that protects the ends of their chromosomes. That means that they can keep getting bigger and bigger and living longer and longer, except lobsters have an exoskeleton. And once they get so big, they have to molt a new exoskeleton. And it's thought that once they get to be 150 to 200 years old, right around 50 pounds, they just don't have the energy to make a new shell anymore. But that's not to say that somewhere in the depths of the ocean, there's not a million-year-old lobster calling all the shots. We're 1 month into summer, and my kids are driving me crazy as they continually ask for things like their Jay-Z when they say, "Can I get a what?" Meanwhile, I'm just trying to chill like Biggie Smalls, saying, "Give me the loot." You're listening to Ambient Noise on Anchor.fm. It's fitting that this happened on vacation with my dad. While we were at Disney's Hollywood Studios, some Star Wars characters appeared, including the droid friend of R2-D2. And when my three-year-old saw him, she said, "Dad, look, C-3PO. Kids say and do the cutest things. It nearly makes all the parenting worthwhile. Though if I had any brothers and sisters, I probably could have stuck with just being an uncle. That said, I remember being at a friend's family function at the beach when I was younger, and one of his cousins was there. He was about 3 or 4 at the time, and this cute little boy didn't want to go into the beach and get his feet sandy, but he didn't have his shoes with him. So instead, he found 2 bread bags and tied them off around his ankles, and he thought he came up with a great solution. It was adorable as he sat there in his little bag shoes in the sand, singing me a song about boats that I still remember to this day. It went, "Boats, boats, boats, vroom, 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 motorboats, sailboats, all the kinds of boats." I saw that kid about 10 years later. He was totally gothed out. I reminded him of the bread bags and the boat song, and he was not impressed. With that, I have the BDE of an immortal lobster, and I'm ready to attack that trampoline with added gusto, so we better end the show. I hope you enjoyed our day at the beach, and I trust you learned a thing or two. If you've mastered the metric system, then I know that to be true. Remember to not sell yourself short during cell division, and maybe you can divine yourself a life that lasts forever, so you never have to stop joshing around.